This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The number of patients in Colorado hospitals with confirmed coronavirus cases rose to 192 this week. That's up a bit from last week, but far below big surges earlier in the pandemic. The number of utilities reporting increases of COVID in wastewater is going up. The number of Coloradans getting vaccinated or boosted keeps going up, but very slowly. About a quarter of Coloradans have the first two doses plus the Omicron booster. Dominion Voting System's blockbuster $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox claims the network defamed the voting machine company following the 2020 presidential election. In a nearly 200-page legal brief, Dominion paints a portrait of inner turmoil and angst at the news network. Following Fox's correct call of Arizona for Joe Biden, executives worried the network would lose viewers to smaller right-wing rivals. They referred to the Arizona call as a brand threat. Fox Stars also gave airtime to Trump lawyers and others who accused Dominion of switching votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, attorneys for Fox News say the lawsuit is an assault on the First Amendment. An autopsy of an ICE inmate who died while in custody in Aurora last week has been released. Medical experts who reviewed Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza's autopsy said it illustrates a larger pattern of preventable deaths among young, healthy ICE inmates. Dr. Parveen Parmer is an associate professor of medicine at the University of Southern California.
There are many, many cases where people have a diagnosis that could have been caught earlier, that then progresses to kind of a fatal state because they're not given access to appropriate medical care.
The federal inquiry into Calero Mendoza's death is expected to wrap up this spring. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up in a couple of minutes, it's The Takeaway.